to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Roger Clemens' day Wednesday started with a possible setback that came from his own defense strategy. A day after U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton said prosecutors could not ask Clemens' former teammates Andy Pettit, Chuck Knoblauch, and Mike Stanton about the drugs they say they received from strength trainer Brian McNamee, Walton rethought it. If Clemens' plan, as he said, is to go after McNamee, accusing him of manufacturing evidence to blackmail Clemens, then prosecutors should be able to question the players about their experience with McNamee. Also Wednesday, both sides revealed their full list of potential witnesses, and there are some big names. The government might call Yankee catcher Jorge Posada and GM Brian Cashman, while the defense might call Wade Boggs and David Cone, along with several other players. Jury selection is expected to continue into next week.
There's ESPN's T.J. Quinn reporting on the beginning of Roger Clemens' perjury trial. Clemens, as you may know, is accused of lying under oath to the House Government Reform Committee. He denied ever using performance-enhancing drugs during his record-setting career. Jury selection, which began this past Wednesday, expected to continue into next week. And that's the big story in sports, in Major League Baseball and sports, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Pretty much as usual, we focus on sports talk radio. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our overview of the top 10 hits for the week ending Friday, July 8th. So as we get into the top 10, we guess from number 10, it ought to go to number 9, right?
Number 9.
This week, the July 4th holiday, number 9 on the countdown. Here's talk host Greg Garrison, who, along with Dana Loesch from BigGovernment.com, talk about a new Harvard study that claims that 4th of July parades lead children to grow up voting Republican.
Dana, I wondered if you had occasion to participate in that evil civic religion that the Harvard Kennedy School of Businesses, or Kennedy School of Government, now warns us of, wherein people get they get together and wear red, white, and blue, and they practice a number of rituals that include flags and banners and fireworks. It's a terrible and a dangerous thing. I just wanted to know if you guys had succumbed to it yet.
Oh, well, God forbid. No, of course we did. We are eager to brainwash our children into growing up to be little Republicans simply by waving an American flag and watching some fireworks and lighting bottle rockets. I thought that study was it was funny because more often than not, a lot of these studies, you know, you have scientists that have already pre-existing biases, and they love to be able to package them in a little study and present it as such, which I kind of wonder if that was what this was, or if it was just a big colossal joke that we're just not in on, or that we just don't realize that, you know, we're being pumped with this. But it was hysterical, and it's a silly study, because I went to every 4th of July parade, picnic, fireworks. I was in bottle rocket fights when I was a kid, because you know that's one of the things that defines you as an American, being able to experiment with pyro on Independence Day. And yet I didn't become a Republican, or conservative rather, until my midlife crisis at 19-20.
Number eight on the countdown, the Strauss-Kahn case. Peter Tilden talked to ABC's Christiane Amanpour about the latest.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn, what's going to happen in this case? I know that the accuser's lawyer is asking for the prosecutor to step down because of all the leaks that happened in the case. Other part of that is, could the IMF deport her because she lied about her reason to seek asylum here?
Well, look, here's the thing. What we understand is that, obviously, Dominique Strauss-Kahn's lawyers are seeking to have the case dismissed. And there was a hearing, or rather a meeting, between the two sides here in Manhattan. We don't know where that's going, but they seem to be confident that the case may be dismissed. Now, the other issue, as you mentioned, is that the alleged victim's lawyer, he is very upset about this. She's very upset about it. She's already filed some kind of process against the New York Post, which called her a hooker, basically, over the weekend. And also, concurrently, there's been yet another complaint filed against Dominique Strauss-Kahn himself in Paris by a woman who had accused him of similar behavior several years ago. So this is what's going on at the moment, and it's still a complex case, and we're still obviously going to talk about it on our program this weekend in terms of the legal aspect around it, and whether there was a rush to judgment then, or whether there's a rush to judgment now.
Coming up, Afghanistan, Libya, and the hacking scandal that took down Britain's largest Sunday paper, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Andrew Kilzant presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 7 on the countdown, the situation in Afghanistan. Talk host Jim Scott here with military analyst Colonel Dean Schmittel about comments Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been making regarding the American troops there.
Dealing with Karzai, it's like a mission impossible, isn't it?
It is. This guy's kind of a nutcase here. He's made several anti-Western comments about our troops. And, of course, that led leaving envoy Eikenberry to comment in very blunt language.
What did he say?
He says, "I must tell you, I find occasional comments from some of your leaders hurtful and inappropriate," Ambassador said. "When Americans who are serving in your country at great cost in terms of lives and treasure hear themselves compared to occupiers, told that they are only here to advance their own interests and likened to the brutality of the enemies of the Afghan people, they are filled with confusion and grow weary of our effort here."
Yeah, and he didn't specify Karzai, but everybody in the room knew who he was talking
about.
That's
right. He spoke to a group of students in Herat province. And, of course, Karzai is trying to change the constitution here.
Because he wants to just be elected again?
That's right. In the third term in 2004, he also has the capability to oust some parliamentary members. And, of course, there's a Kabul bank scandal. And he refers to the Taliban and other insurgents as brothers and compatriots, appealing to them to take claim to the rightful place in the Afghans' political life.
It's hard to know if we'll ever be on the same page.
Number 6. Up to number 6 on the countdown, the U.S.-Libya policy. Host Chad Hasty and Rex Andrew talk to Oliver North about what he would like to tell President Obama to do in Libya.
What are your thoughts on Libya?
God.
If you could advise the president, not that he would call you, but let's say the president called you one day and you could advise him, what would you tell him?
Well, either end it or get out. I mean, this was supposedly being done to bring humanitarian assistance to the Libyan people. Remember that?
Right.
I mean, the reason I'm going to be in Lubbock here this weekend is because of a real humanitarian help for people that need it, right? That's what Operation Hope does.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, so compare Operation Hope, we're coming down and being with you all, compare that to what the Dickens were doing in Libya. It's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen. No clear objective, certainly not helping the people of Libya. I mean, they're dying every day because of this. And, you know, for the life of me, cannot figure out, when you send military force in, you're supposed to give them a clearly defined objective, and they carry out the mission. Lord knows what the objective is here, because he says it's not to overthrow Gaddafi. It's to provide humanitarian support. First time I have ever seen bombs being dropped to save the lives of people who you don't even know what side they're on. I mean, that's what...
And then we just hand over everything to NATO and try to act like we're out of it.
Well, it's phony, and everybody knows it.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are NATO. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here.
Number five.
The News Corp phone hacking scandal. Number five on this week's countdown. The UK publication News of the World has been under fire for hacking into celebrity cell phones. This week, they were also accused of hacking into the phone of a missing teenage girl, possibly interfering with a police investigation. UK Press TV host Steve McCall talks about the announcement by News Corporation. They were closing News of the World, which will cease publication as of this weekend.
The scandal which has rocked British journalism has hit a new low. James Murdoch, son of media mogul Rupert Murdoch and chairman of Publishers News International, announced that the News of the World tabloid, which has been at the centre of a phone hacking scandal, is to close. In a statement, Murdoch said that the News of the World is in the business of holding others to account, but it failed when it came to itself. This Sunday will be the last issue of the News of the World. Yvonne Ridley worked for a number of News International titles, including the News of the World.
It actually didn't come as a surprise. Rupert Murdoch is an extremely astute businessman. The News of the World had become a liability, and he's offloaded it. However, from a business point of view, the News of the World was hugely profitable.
At first, politicians and celebrities like MP George Galloway, former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott, and Princes William and Harry were thought to be their only phone hacking targets. But it's become clear that they dug even deeper, targeting the victims of families who lost loved ones after the 7/7 bombings in London and a teenage girl who was murdered. The most recent discovery was that the families of soldiers murdered in Iraq and Afghanistan had their phones tapped as well. But there is upset that the finger of blame is only being pointed at this one newspaper.
Journalists across the old Fleet Street have all got their hands dirty one way or another in the methods in which they got stories. So, you know, nobody is without sin.
After car manufacturers, high street banks and major supermarkets started to withdraw advertising revenue, it became clear that the newspaper would be in serious financial difficulty if it continued. Staff at the newspaper are said to be furious that their jobs may now be at risk, while former editor Rebecca Brooks looks likely to keep her position as chief executive of News International. Police are continuing to investigate phone hacking allegations, as well as claims that police officers accepted bribes from journalists in exchange for confidential information. Andy Coulson, the paper's former editor, has reportedly been told that he will be arrested for his alleged part in phone hacking. Some are seeing this move as a savvy business decision from the Murdoch Empire, which is still seeking to take over satellite broadcasters BSky B. The News of the World was Britain's largest Sunday newspaper, with almost 3 million readers every week. But this huge loss to the country's newspaper industry is being seen as the inevitable result of an overall backlash against British journalism and its news-gathering methods.
Coming up next, Nancy Grace weighs in on the Casey Anthony verdict. That disgrace from Ms. Grace, up next on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number four on this week's countdown, the Casey Anthony verdict. ABC's George Stephanopoulos talks now to Nancy Grace the morning after the jury came back, which found Casey not guilty of murdering her two-year-old daughter.
There's been so much media scrutiny of this case for the last 3 years, and probably no one in the media covered it with as much passion or as much controversy as Nancy Grace of HLN. She's with us right now. We're going to go to her in just a second. But first, here's a look back at some of Grace's coverage of the defendant she called Tot Mom.
Tot Mom, Casey Anthony on trial for the murder of her two-year-old little girl, Kelly.
Tot Mom, now going after her brother and father relentlessly. For 31 days, she didn't report her daughter missing.
Today, a complete shift in Tot Mom's appearance and demeanor in court, laughing, smiling, joking.
You're not going to get a fair verdict every single time you go to a jury. That is the reality. A little girl was murdered. She was thrown to the side of the road like trash and left to rot. Somewhere out there, the devil is dancing tonight.
And Nancy Grace is right here, right now. Nancy, we were all watching that verdict yesterday. I was sitting with Dan Abrams up in New York. Our jaws both dropped. What was it? What went through your mind?
Well, after watching so many trials, after trying so many cases, prosecuting criminals, I know you take a big risk every time you take a case to trial. Every time you stand up and say what you believe, you stand for anything, you risk getting mocked, attacked, losing. And that's what happened to the state yesterday. They stood up for something, and they lost.
Did you
and now they're getting
lost?
Did I feel like I lost? Oh, goodness, no. You know, I feel like who lost is Kelly. Because yesterday when I was watching the defense team about a block from the courthouse having champagne toast and dancing and one of the defense lawyers shooting a bird at the reporters through the window, all I could think about was Kelly. And that's really all I've thought about ever since I heard the not guilty verdict. I've thought about what she went through at the end of her life. Did she look up at her mother? Was she knocked out with chloroform, I hope, and didn't suffer any fear before she was placed in that car trunk and then thrown out into a swamp to rot? That's what I thought about. And amazingly, I thought about my own twin so much. And last night, when I finally got home, I just went and crawled in bed with them and just laid there, late into the night, thinking about Kelly.
Your anger and your passion showed through this entire trial. Yet you saw the defense team come out yesterday saying a lot of people in the media have to learn a lesson from this, from what they call media assassination.
Well, apparently there was no assassination because Tot Mom is going to walk out of jail probably tomorrow, and she's probably going to get $1 million book deal and maybe $250,000 for licensing fees for photos. And she's going to be living on Easy Street, living the sweet life that she's got tattooed on her back. So I hardly think anybody was assassinated here except for Kelly.
So no second thoughts about any of your coverage?
George, I told the truth. Am I taking heat for it? Yep. Is that going to make me stop looking for missing children and trying to solve unsolved homicides? No. I'm not going to let some cookie jury stop justice. Not for me, anyway.
Cookie jury?
Yeah. Come on, George. Come on. Look, I know you're pretty highbrow and all that, but this was a bad verdict. And this is the way our justice system works. We have to believe in it, whether we agree with the verdict or not, and we have to stand by it because it's really all we've got. I know. I was there in the courtroom as a crime victim when my fiancé was murdered. I know how it feels. I know how the prosecutors feel when you are defeated and you feel like you just can't put one more foot in front of the other. But you have to if you believe in anything. And I do. I do believe in something. I believe in justice.
Casey Anthony verdict, number 4 on the countdown. Let's see. We'll recap Major League Baseball, number 10, sports in general. 4th of July holiday, number 9. Strauss-Kahn case in New York, number 8. Number 7, the situation in Afghanistan. Libya, number 6. Number 5, phone hacking at News Corp. And the Casey Anthony verdict is number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they'll be up next on the countdown. Thoughts and comments are welcome at 800-510-8255. Follow us at DougStephan.com. As well.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoes.com. www.hardshoes.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back into this next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits ending Friday, the 8th of July for the previous week. And we're up to number 3, the president's economic policies. On MSNBC, Chris Jensing talked to former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm about the president taking to Twitter to talk jobs and the economy.
Well, Twitter is still buzzing over the president's first ever Twitter town hall. And while the venue was new and different, the subject was the same, jobs. One of the questions even came from Speaker John Boehner, who tweeted, quote, "After embarking on a record spending binge that left us deeper in debt, where are the jobs?"
Obviously, John's the Speaker of the House. He's a Republican, and so that this is a slightly skewed question. But what he's right about is that we have not seen fast enough job growth.
And joining me now, frequent tweeter and former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. Good to see you, Governor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Chris?
Obviously, that answer was more than 140 characters, but this was clearly one of the biggest focuses yesterday, and that is jobs. Does John Boehner's question essentially summarize what the president is going to be up against in 2012?
Well, it's what the president's going to be up against, but it's also what John Boehner is going to be up against. Who's got the best plan, Democrats or Republicans, for job creation in America? And this whole question about the debt ceiling and the deficit is going to play into that. Republicans are saying that if you get the deficit under control, that that will create jobs. Democrats are saying, yes, you got to get the deficit under control, but you also have to invest in job creation and make a good business case for businesses here in America. We've seen this structural shift, Chris, in our economy, where we've seen all these jobs go overseas, and Michigan, of course, is a poster child for that. But it's not just Michigan, and it's not just the Midwest. This globalization has brought a whole new strategy, and the question is, who's going to make sure that we have a strategy to invest in job creation in America? It can't just be about the deficit. And I think the Twitter town hall yesterday, Chris, showed that people care about jobs in America.
Carl Wolfson here, focusing on the president's plan for the economy, which may include cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
According to the first source for this was the Washington Post with Bloomberg, reporting that President Obama wants a bigger deal as we talk about raising the debt ceiling here, which has to be done by August 2nd, or we go into default. Originally, $2 trillion was to be cut from the debt over 10 years. That was during the Joe Biden negotiations with Eric Cantor and other Republicans. Now the president wants to shoot for a higher mark, $4 trillion in debt reduction over the next 10 years. The difference is he would put Social Security and Medicare on the table to get bigger cuts in defense spending and tax reform, which might include letting the Bush tax breaks for the wealthy expire at the end of next year. Now, the Washington Post and New York Times further reporting now that the Social Security changes that the president is considering are the way COLAs are calculated, cost of living adjustments. And this would just change or reduce the growth in Social Security benefits. But now reported that the president, if he agrees to reduce the growth of benefits for Social Security payments over time, he would want the same mechanism applied to tax brackets. That change would increase tax revenue. Politico is also reporting that the White House now is saying this isn't a major change to Social Security. Now, see, we're down to defining what major or minor mean. The New York Times is now reporting that aides to John Boehner have told the New York Times that Boehner is ready to accept more than $1 trillion in new revenue. If that's true, that would be huge. That's part of a bigger deal. Eric Cantor, and this is the House Majority Leader, who, by the way, walked out on the talks with Biden and effectively ending those talks by saying no taxes, he only says he's going to agree to close loopholes if increased revenue were used to reduce taxes elsewhere. In other words, he wants a net increase, no net increase in revenue. But if this is true, the New York Times reporting Boehner is ready to accept more than $1 trillion in new revenues, this is huge. Now, the question is, what are the details here? My analysis, just raw political analysis, is that both John Boehner, to be reelected to the House and maybe Speaker of the House, and President Obama to be reelected to a second term. Just those two people. And frankly, these are the two people we're talking about at the table here. Whether they can sell it to the rest of the Republicans or the rest of the Dems is another question. But they need a good economy.
Up to number two now, the 2012 presidential race, and we'll have that info, the conversation, and more on the Talk Review in a moment.
Andrew Kilsand presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage math, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number two is the 2012 presidential race, the Republicans, etc. Here host Simon Conway talks to former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty about his newly hired senior political advisor, Mike Huckabee's daughter.
Now, you just made a big hire. Real big hire.
Yeah, we had a huge hire, and that is Sarah Huckabee, who is one of the most, I think, sought-after talents in the country. She's smart. She's strategic. She's respected, and I think every candidate, every campaign in Iowa and beyond wanted her on their team, and we were able to convince her to join our team. She's going to provide a big boost to our efforts, in, not just in Iowa, but nationally.
Mm-hmm. And you're picking up endorsements in Florida as well, where I came from before I came here?
Yeah, they have a system down there where they have speakers in waiting. They have pretty severe term limits or strict term limits, and so they pick their next few speakers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we announced earlier today, that the next speaker and the one after that, and I think the one after that, is all joining our team. And so we've got the beginnings of a very strong leadership team in Florida as well. So I like the momentum, and with Sarah joining and those other endorsements today and more to come, we like our position.
Mm. Let me ask you another question, because maybe you were out of state when it happened, but are you aware of the op-ed that Ron Carey wrote in the Des Moines Register?
Simon, I certainly read it. I didn't talk to Ron about it beforehand, but when it was published, I read it, and so I am aware of it. I did read it, and I've known Ron, and I know Michelle Bachmann's known him for years as well, but he was the former state chair of our Republican Party in Minnesota and held a number of other key positions as well.
Well, having known you as a straight shooter, a nice guy, somebody I've said on the air I'd like to go and have a beer with, and please don't mistake that. That's not an endorsement. That's a beer. but you can't be happy with this. I mean, this breaks Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, doesn't it?
Well, again, I didn't ask him to do it and wasn't involved in that. I think Ron, I know Ron, and he's a person of high integrity and high values, and I think he was just trying to speak from the heart, and, you know, he's had a chance to work both closely with me and with Michelle and other candidates as well. And what he put in that op-ed, I think, was that, you know, he feels strongly that I'm prepared to be President of the United States and have the requisite experience and skills and record and results to do that. And, I have a lot of respect for Ron, so I can't. I'm not going to disavow him or anything that he has said, because I really appreciate him as a friend and as somebody who has served my state well.
CNN's Jessica Yellen talked to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson about what separates him from all the other candidates.
I would like to start by listing some of your positions. You are in favor of legalizing marijuana. You're pro-gay marriage. You're pro-choice. Are you sure you mean to run as a Republican?
Well, I support gay unions, Jessica, believing that government shouldn't be in that business, leave marriage to the churches. And for me, Jessica, everything that I did as governor and everything that I think needs to occur right now within the federal government needs to be a cost-benefit analysis. What are we spending our money on, and what are we getting for the money that we're spending? I'm under the belief that we are on the verge of a financial collapse. We cannot repay $14 trillion in debt if we're spending $1.6 trillion more than what we're taking in this year and years to come. That is not sustainable.
It certainly sounds like the message you're trying to convey here is focus on financial matters, not on some of these positions you've taken on issues like marijuana and civil unions and abortion.
Well, talking about civil unions and abortion, that isn't something that I ever talk about. But talking about the drug issue, to me, that's a cost-benefit analysis when you recognize that half of everything we're spending on law enforcement, the courts, and the prisons is drug-related. What are we getting for that? Well, we're arresting 1.8 million people a year in this country, and we now have 2.3 million people behind bars in this country. We have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world, and isn't this America? Liberty, freedom, and personal responsibility that goes along with that? I think when it comes to drug policy, we've thrown that notion out the window.
Let's talk about the Republican field. Today you said about the other potential Republican candidates in this race, quote, you said meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And what's the definition of insanity? It's to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. So clearly you're not, you don't hold the rest of the field in that high regard. What do those Republicans lack that you think you bring to this race?
You know, Jessica, I ran two campaigns for governor where I did not mention my opponent in print, radio, or television. I really think that people want to vote for somebody as opposed to the lesser of two evils. So I'm going to leave that analysis to you. But what I am believing is that we need to balance the federal budget tomorrow. And that if we don't do that, we're going to all find ourselves with nothing. And that we can do this. This would be easy. We landed on the moon. We can balance the federal budget. And that means cutting 43 cents out of every federal dollar that we're currently spending.
But, sir,
and that start.
You must think that you bring something that the others don't, since it's a broad field and you're jumping in. So what is your special advantage that you think is lacking?
Well, all I've got is my resume. And my resume is that I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. I started a one-man handyman business in Albuquerque in 1974, and in 1994 actually had 1,000 employees. As governor of New Mexico, that was entrepreneurial, the notion of public service, the notion of getting in and actually making a difference, actually viewing government from the standpoint that it does have a role to provide a level playing field for everybody to have access to the American dream, as opposed to legislation that favors business, certain businesses, banking interests, foreign governments. We pick winners and losers when it comes to foreign governments. This is a country where you can go from having nothing to having everything overnight if you've got a great idea and willing to work hard to do that.
Well,
government, I think, is getting us further and further away from that notion as opposed to getting us closer to it.
In a talk radio interview, pollster John Zogby reflects on how the field of Republican candidates are doing generally and how the potential candidates are affecting the race.
You know, this is the sixth poll in a row that shows in some way that the front-running candidate is not the favored candidate in the nationwide poll among Republicans. When we put Chris Christie in the mix, he leads. At one point, Herman Cain led. You put Rick Perry in, Rick Perry leads. Michelle Bachmann, if you just put in those announced candidates, she not only leads, but she leads big. It's an example of, A, the bigger thing of what's going on within the Republican Party, that half the party and its voters, you know, have been captivated by this Tea Party, this rejectionist movement. And it's also, to some degree, displeasure with the front runners and the existing field. This is a balanced, representative panel of voters. The measurements have been very accurate, and honestly very accurate, particularly in nationwide results. We have fallen down, I don't mind telling you this, we have fallen down when we've tried to do smaller samples within a few states, although we get 85-90% of the states correct. But no, this is a poll. This can't be loaded. This can't be gamed. This is by invitation, and it's a random sampling of folks who are invited.
Okay, that leaves us with one item. We'll talk about the budget and the debt ceiling. That's next as you listen to the review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one in the countdown is the budget. Talk host John Gambling with Michael Tanner from the Cato Institute. They talk about the importance of the August 2nd deadline for raising the debt ceiling.
What's your opinion on whether or not we will go off this abyss on August the 2nd if this isn't resolved? I mean, is it a disaster if, you know, this isn't raised by then? I mean, will we actually default?
No, we will not default. We bring in more in tax revenue every year than we owe in interest and principal on the debt. In fact, in August, we'll bring in about $220 billion in taxes. We owe about $60 billion in interest on the debt that month. There's more than enough to pay for that, military salaries, Medicare, Social Security. What would happen is you'd have about a 44% forced reduction in government spending. We'd be back to sort of these government shutdowns we've seen, which are painful. And the longer they go on, the more they hurt. But it's not the same as default.
Oh, 44% reduction in government spending. That seems like an ideal situation, doesn't it?
That would take us back to 2003 spending levels, about where we were under Bill Clinton, which was not notable for a time of mass starvation.
You're right. Wow. So that's how much we've increased spending over these last 7 or 8 years, right?
Well, and about the level of debt that we're running right now. But we're borrowing about 40 cents on every dollar.
Well, so I don't know that would be a disaster.
Well, it does show that we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. The fact is, right now, we do have low revenue because of the recession. But the Congressional Budget Office says that by 2010, revenue will be back to the historic levels of about 18% of GDP. We were at 18% spending under Bill Clinton. Right now we're at 25%.
Wow.
Seems to me that's where the problem lies.
It sure does, and I positioned it there. I mean, that should embolden the right and say, you know what, don't raise it. Don't raise the debt ceiling.
Well, the only reason why the Democrats want to raise taxes is because they want to spend more. I mean, without the tax increase, you have to bring spending back lower. I think that that's the fundamental debate. What size of government do we want to have? Do we want to have a bigger government than we had under Bill Clinton? If you do, then we need to pay for it. If we don't, if we're willing to live with Bill Clinton-sized government, then we don't need to raise taxes.
Host Alex Silverman now talking to David Mark from Politico.com about the rumored cuts that are being proposed in the latest round of debt talks. For weeks, Speaker Boehner said absolutely not. Tax revenue is off limits. What are the chances Republicans will bite now that the president we're hearing is putting Social Security and Medicare cuts out there?
It does seem like both sides are inching toward an agreement. Publicly, Republicans are saying they're not going to do anything that would strictly raise revenue, i.e. raise taxes, but behind the scenes, it does seem like there is movement. The fact that there are negotiations going on and set for the weekend is probably an optimistic sign of things to come.
How nervous is this making the rank-and-file Democrats, this news that Social Security and Medicare cuts are on the table now? Isn't this kind of their sacred cow?
That's a key issue. This is a core concern for rank-and-file Democrats. A lot of them would say they got elected to protect these programs, and it's not going to go over real well with their constituents if they vote to cut them back. Now, both sides are going to have to make compromises here, so I do think they could sell that kind of change politically, but it would be awfully tough. And there's no guarantee that kind of deal would have the votes to get through.
Do we have any idea right now how significant these proposed cuts they're discussing might be, what the average American might notice paycheck-wise or 401k-wise?
We don't. It's pretty murky now. We don't really know what the details are. We can kind of guess the outlines of what they might be. With Social Security, it might mean raising the retirement age. It's possible this could include means testing, meaning wealthier people would not get these same benefits. It remains to be seen, though, just how the details would look.
Retirement age, means testing, a lot of fighting words in there, as you said, for Democrats and for a lot of the public out there. So looking forward to 2012, is the president trying to balance the support within his own party with that of independents?
Right. The president is going to try and make himself look like kind of the adult in the room, counterbalancing the extremes on the right and the left, as he would say. He will even go up against his own party on some of these entitlement cuts. I think he'll make a big deal out of doing that if that is part of the final deal. So it's really all about posturing for 2012, in addition, of course, to the immediate need of raising this debt ceiling before the government defaults on its obligations.
Here we go. The battle over the budget, number one. That's the most talked about topic this week. And going back to number 10, Major League Baseball and Roger Clemens, number 9, 4th of July holiday celebrations, the Strauss-Kahn case in New York, number 8, number 7, what's going on in Afghanistan, number 6, what's happening in Libya, number 5, the News Corp phone hacking scandal, Casey Anthony, number 4, President Obama's economic deal, number 3, number 2, the presidential race as far as the Republicans are concerned, and the budget and debt ceiling. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.